Blog Talk Radio.
It is indeed a pleasure to introduce to some and present to others the host with the most, Dr. Lorenza D. Smith. They call him Coach. They call him Doc. They call him the Love Guru. Without further ado, let's present Dr. Lowe. Make it do what it do. My God, and bless us one more time. Dr. Lonely Smith, so glad to be here on pre-Valentine Day. Hopefully you've got everything set up. You got bought everything you're going to buy. Now there's going to be a mad rush tomorrow. This is truly a great opportunity to talk about a relationship. This is the Dr. Lowe Show, the real relationship talk show with no filters. We share what we think. We share how we really feel, what we believe. And we truly want to share with you exactly about relationships, balance, and boundaries. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell. Ask for your location. If you want to give your name, it's fine. Then you get an opportunity to chat with Dr. Lorenza D. Smith live about balance and boundaries in relationships. You also can check us out on the web link where you get an opportunity just to listen to the show. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. You can tweet the show at Zeta Phi Sigma_10. We're partners with the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma chapter of Greenville, Alabama, as well as at Lorenza D. Smith 15. Live broadcasts are available if you want to get on one of the social media sites. We're excited to be on Facebook. That's facebook.com/DRL Smith. Instagram, Z Squad, Greenville 1981. Again, partnership with those brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Big O Live, that is Dr. L. D'Alberto Smith. We also have an opportunity, you can check us out on TikTok, and that's Dr. L. D'Alberto Smith. And then we're excited about being on YouTube. We have our channel, that is the Smith Way Enterprise. We actually join us. Subscribe so you can be with us and check all of our updates, check all of our uploads of videos, and you get a chance to just be here with us and be a part. Let me give a shout-out to a couple of people that's joining us early, and I like to try to do this, so I won't forget the first half of those people that was right on time with me. Carol Davis joined us, and we're going to say happy pre-Valentine Day to everybody. But Carol Davis, give a shout-out to Carol. Joanna Stacy_Beatrice11. Thank you, Stacy, so much for joining us. We just connected, I believe, to in between there yesterday. Thank you for taking time. Have a shout out truly for Estella that's joining, Lizzie that's joining, Leroy Watley is joining us. We have a user there. We thank you all for joining us, but as we hit and use, they have numbers, they don't have names. Also, we have Roosevelt English joining us. Queen, thank you for joining us. And they're coming in pretty fast. So we too, T. Johnson is joining us. Barry Malone is joining us. Thank you. Angela Jones taking time. So they're going to grow. The list will continue to grow. We thank each and every one of you all for joining us. As we talk about WBSW Radio, the internet station, we're number one. We have some on-demand episodes that we are broadcasting. We're truly giving a great opportunity on Instagram where we'll go back and we post those videos on there. That's President Dr. Lorenza D. Smith. Rockley, which is WBSW Radio, the internet station 23. Twitter, we had mentioned that, at Lorenza D. Smith 15. 5. Also on Tumblr, we have at Dr. Low Smith, that's blog. And so we're really excited because we're up to 767 episodes. I tell you, I'm ecstatic because we started in 2017. We have one show and one device. And now we have 16 shows. There is host and there is co-host. Along with now partnering with the social media sites. And we're broadcasting right now from 7 sites. So, it, man, I tell you stuff. I can't do them but jump around. I'm thankful because this is a vision God blessed me with in 2017 when I was living in South Florida down in the Fort Lauderdale Sunrise area. And I was broadcasting with a team of WMBM, an AM channel out of Miami. And we was doing it on Sundays, and I was excited. And I said, let me take this to another level. So God blessed me to go there and be able to be here to share this with you. We also want to share with you that WBSW Radio, the internet station, we're number one, has listeners and watchers in 41 countries. We're on 6 continents. So we truly thank you for being those listeners and watchers. We also want to let you know that WBSW, we have what we call a radio giveaway. There is prizes and things you raffle off. We need you to register for WBSW Radio Giveaway by sending your name. If you are one of the sites, I can see your name. But you also have an opportunity to type under that comment. And we want you to put this on your comment. We have a tendency, and we'll continue to do this, asking your means of transaction. And what we do with that, we give away love offers. We send money to you. We don't ask you to send anything to us when we get that cash out, unless it's later on as we're asking you to sow a seed of $1. That's all we're asking you. But we'll send you, it varies from $20 to $100. We'll send you a love offering, but we ask you so we can register your name in the raffle. We have hotel stays and international. We have 3 hotel stays coming up. And what we're going to do, let me just tell you what we're going to do. We're working on our 3 international hotel stays. We pay for the hotel for 5 nights and 6 nights. And at this time, the progress is going. And hopefully tomorrow, in between and before the week is out, for sure, for the money's out, we'll be giving raffling off 5 nights, 6 days, hotel stay in Paris, France, in a luxury hotel, Dubai, as well as Bali. And also, we'll be giving out trips throughout, not so much a trip, but hotel stay, 2 trips throughout the opportunity throughout the year, throughout the month of February, and it varies from here on the United States, continental United States, or in the United States, North American continent, we're going to say, because we include not only the United States, we go into Mexico, and we're working on being set up in Canada as well. So we truly want to give back to you. What we need for you to do is send a name with a loan, with a means of transaction. Those means of transaction is Cash App or PayPal or Venmo or Zelle to LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. Repeat that. The 4 means of transaction along with your name so you can be put in the raffle or receive a love offering is Cash App, PayPal, Venmo, or Zelle. Send it to LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. We're giving back. We ask individuals to support us. So we ask you to support us by sowing a seed of $1. That's all we ask. $1 with the radio station. WDSW radio station. You can cash out it to Lorenza D. Smith. And we have no problem just thanking you for that and using it to purchase the food vouchers, the gas vouchers, the gift cards, along with the hotel stay. Of the books, some of the novelty items that we purchase, we're just wanting to give back. That's what God blessed us to be able to do. But I do ask you, you need to say, send me your name along with a means of transaction. Don't just send me a request. Don't go on that. Go on that because we'll follow each other and say, oh, I need to get this. I need to get it. I need to have it because I want to put it in my raffle. I want it to be a part of the radio station raffle, not just by handing out to you because you say, I need it. I got to have it. We don't mind giving love offerings, but please, please register because it helps us to grow what we want to grow. So give a shout out to Joy May, 5577, that's joining us. Thank you so much. We have Jeffrey Steele joining us. We have this is Tika McKay joining us, along with this is Tora Joe. Thank you so much. Micah Zimmerman joining us. Thank you so much. It's just truly a blessing to be here. And see, when God bless us to give back, we're willing to give back. We want to focus on our title. Our title is Relationships. Balance in boundaries. See, too many times people struggle with what we're doing. And we hit a pause here. I'm trying to get myself back up. Look like see, the cameras it went out because some people tried to call in. And pretty much get themselves, I guess, connect with me. But I have it on Do Not Disturb, and they still call in. They should kick back, but I'm going to put it on another system. So as we take this minute to address this situation with the camera, we're going to make it do what it do because God is good. And we hate to be doing this, but sometimes this ideals and it keeps saying, giving me some crazy stuff here. And I'm gonna make it do what it do. Now, y'all just bear with me, and we're going to make it happen. It says recover, but it's still having a problem with the camera. But we want to make sure we address that issue. But we're going to pay some music to some of our sponsors before we really get into the topic tonight. I really hate that when people call in and they really don't really offer anything. We tell them to text, but they still like to call in, and they'll call us to create a problem on our app where we cannot continue broadcasting on our devices. We don't want to be social. So what we're going to do, we're going to play one of our sponsors to get ourselves back up running like we're supposed to be in regards to this one particular device, and we don't want to lose you. We want you to be here. We want you to be a part of it. This is L&T Stallworth Lawn Service, LLC. This is Tony Stallworth.
That's right, hard work. Check out L&T Stallworth Lawn Service, LLC, the manicure expert in South Central Alabama. For more information, call Mr. Tony Stallworth at 334-300-7401. Again, that's 334-300-7401. Or just go to Facebook and check out Anthony Stallworth. DM Anthony and he can connect with you. So we look forward to making it do what it do.
Alabama, you go to Anthony Stallworth on Facebook, and on Facebook you get an opportunity to connect with him, message him, and talk with him concerning being the manicure experts in devices, decided they want to do what they need to do, and we just do what we have to do. When we're talking about relationship balance and boundaries, we always have to try to take an opportunity to look at the topic and the title, and break it down. First of all, we said, what is balance in a relationship? So ministry. We want to discuss that. A lot of times individuals have a tendency to allow relationships to become unbalanced. When one person is tugging while the other person is pulling, instead of working together, it truly means that the two partners are invested using the same energy and allows the relationship to flourish. If you're in a battle and in a crisis and you're divided, it's impossible for you to be successful. See, a healthy relationship is about giving and taking. It's not about just taking and taking and taking. It gets me sometimes when individuals always have a tendency to be locked in on just receiving, asking all the time, and never giving kind words. Or you can just truly, I know you'd be saying thank you, but you say, this person is giving all the time. Maybe I just won't ask this time. And that will help in a relationship. It's all about giving and taking. When you talk about being involved with an individual who needs to contribute and receive the same amount of support and assurance. See, a lot of times when we talk about balance, we always think about money. We're not talking about money. We're truly talking about support and assurance. See, for a relationship to be really successful, that individual as your mate should receive your support, should receive your assurance that you're there to support them. You're the one to lift them up. So let's put to the point, you ask that question, what do you mean by balance in a relationship? See, balance is built on trust, honesty, respect, and loyalty. I want to go back to the characteristics and the traits of a healthy relationship. And they sound a little bit like this right here, self-love. That's the characteristic, the trait that you must have if you want a healthy relationship. The next thing is honesty. You see, we're talking about balance now, but we're talking about a healthy relationship. The next one is trust. You have to be able to trust one another. Another thing is effective communication that allows your relationship to blossom and grow. We're talking about tomorrow as the day of love, and also to the point of giving and receiving. You have to be really able to trust, be honest, show self-love, respect, and loyalty, and be able to communicate with your mate. That's how you address balance in a relationship. As we said about communication, see, communication is a skill, and that skill engulfs a couple things. One of the things that engulfs is active listening. See, active listening is a skill. That's what it is. It's a skill and having the ability to hear what you have, you know, heard, and to the point is another part of that skill of communication effectively is being able to take what you heard, critical think about it, put some thought process in it, and then the final stage is being able to articulate your feeling. So they're telling you communication, as well as open communication or effective communication, is all about listening first and talking second. In a balanced relationship, we talk about effective communication. In a balanced relationship, we talk about open communication. See, it is the most balanced word that falls into a relationship. See, before a relationship can be successful, the mates must be committed to some extent. See, you have to say, well, I'm committed, I'm loyal, I'm going to respect you, I'm going to be trustworthy, I'm going to support, I'm going to be assured. I'm truly in a relationship. See, a relationship is pretty much, to a sense, requires equal effort out of both individuals. You have to be supported. You must be able to give. You must be assured. You must be encouraging. You must be trustworthy. You must be honest. Always respectful. And the word that gets a lot of people why it runs them away from relationship is loyalty. See, we are in an age and time where we call it more of a hookup society. And you do that because there's several reasons why. But I did a show last night talking about that in regards to the hookup society and how individuals are not willing to be committed. That I might love that person, they may not love me back. See, when you have balance in your relationship, those things you do not fear. Because you understand I'm operating from the inner self, not the outer self. Too many times we just focus on the outer self. We want to be able to go and get ourselves looking glamorous. We want to be able to add to make our hair longer, put our eyelashes on. We want to look glamorous. But it's not about the outer self. It's about the inner self. Relationships are reflected. See, if you put on all of this and believe you are now being accepted, yeah, to what extent? Where are you? But that's all about balance here. See, a couple in a balanced relationship must have their independence as well. Your independence to do what you need to do. You got to be willing to make and share certain decisions. See, as a mate in a relationship, you must be also willing to respect each other's space and privacy. That is how we look at balance in a relationship. Just to recap, we're going to go back to your two mates investing the same energy to allow their relationship to flourish. Two mates focusing on a healthy relationship, all about giving and taking. Two mates understand as individuals you need to contribute as well as receive the amount, receive the same amount of support and assurance. This is balance. A balanced relationship requires two mates to trust, be honest, be respectful, be loyal, be humble, be committed, be willing to compromise, put yourself in a position to resolve conflicts. Consistency. This is what a balanced relationship is all about. And in the process, you understand that we both have our independence. We're independent. We brought our individuality to the relationship. There's going to be time you have to respect others' space and their privacy so you can be successful. Let's give a shout out to our next sponsors, which is Mary Ruth Restaurant out of Georgia, Alabama. I'm so glad to have this team invested in what we're doing. We just ask them to continue to support us. The co-owners of Mary Ruth's restaurant.
Are you looking for home-cooked food in a family-friendly environment? Well, look no further than Mary Ruth's.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant.
Located at 261 State Highway 106 in beautiful Georgiana, Alabama.
Great food in a family-friendly environment.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant offers home-cooked breakfast. All the fixings, you name it, they've got it. And not just home-cooked breakfast. Home-cooked breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Mary Ruth's Restaurant specializes in a meat and three vegetables meal. In meat and three. Also, home-cooked hamburgers, Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, and much, much more. Seafood lovers.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant has seafood fries.
Barbecue Saturday, and it's all caught fresh and made from scratch, including the desserts and so much more. Mm-mm, good. Stop by 261 West State Highway 106 in Georgiana. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Call today, 334-362-4032. That's 334-362-4032. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Home-cooked meals, family-friendly environment, great food. Who could ask for more in a restaurant? Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Breakfast from 7 a.m. until 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Lunch from 11 until 2. And dinner from 5 until 9. Barbecue Saturdays begin at 11 a.m. and last until 9. Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Home-cooked food with a family-friendly environment. Come on by. Sunday dinner from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana, Alabama. That's 261 Highway 106 West in Georgiana, Alabama. The co-owners are Brother Marvin Lala Smith, member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, and Sarah Katrina Roper Smith, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you for both of you all investing in us, and we'll continue to invest in you. We want to give a shout out to Kathy that's joining us. Thank you, Kathy, for so much for joining us. Joyce Incoli 824. We have Give Life joining us. Sylvester just popped on the stream. Thank you, Sylvester, for being a part of this. And we truly thank you for being here with us. Our next topic is so important we want to talk about when we talk about balance and boundaries. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. Make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell. Actually, your location, you can chat with Dr. Lowe Smith and talk about relationship balance and boundaries. Also, you can go to the web link if you just want to listen to the show. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. And we have our other six devices working, even though one of them got caught up in just the mic being kicked off along with the video camera, that big old live. But truly, you have Facebook. If you follow me or a friend on Facebook, and that facebook.com/DRL Smith. Then along you have TikTok. And truly, we're excited because we get our largest population of listeners on TikTok. And that's Dr. L. D. Alberto Smith, along to with our YouTube channel. We want you to subscribe. We want you to watch what we're doing on the Smith Way Enterprise. That's our YouTube channel. And on Instagram, we've got Z-Squad Greenville, 1981. Partners with the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville, Alabama. As we move forward, we want to talk about why is it important to have balanced relationship. As we talk about what a balanced relationship is built on, for example, trust, honesty, respect, and loyalty, we need to look at why is it important. See, a balance in a relationship may seem like an arbitrary requirement. It is not. And it's often plays a crucial role to determine the health and the longevity of a relationship. We talk about those things, communication. We talk about the C's, consistency, compromise, conflict resolution, commitment. We talk about respect, loyalty. We talk about giving and taking. We talk about support, encouragement, and assurance. But the key truly is here, your ideal is to do the things to keep your relationship healthy and longevity. And that comes to what I always share with people, we're talking about balance. We don't want to be a relationship with 80-20. We don't want a relationship that's 50-50. We want a relationship, and a healthy relationship is 100-100. Some people challenge, say, well, why 50-50? Now, if all you're going to bring is 50-50 to the table, then you're not helping the cause. Because your 250 is really not the way you add up in your mind and add up to 100. You bring 50%, if they bring 50%, you're still missing another 100%, 50 from each one. Bring 100, and that way your relationship can be very successful. This is a requirement, and it's crucial to determine how long that relationship will last, how healthy that relationship will become. It can turn toxic quick when one thing the other one is taking from the other. So we talk about balance, and we ask, why is it so important? Here are some reasons why you want to definitely understand why balance is so important. See, balance, it ensures that mates are in emotional healthy space. And it's, see, that's one of our well-beings, emotional well-being. We want to be emotionally stable. We want to be mature emotionally. We want a high emotional IQ. See, if you're in a good space, you have an opportunity to grow from that. See, emotions, sometimes people think that they can operate on feelings and think it helps a relationship. One of the most damaging things to a relationship is when you operate on the emotion of feeling. See, you have to be able to understand that reality is that offspin of emotion. See, if you get so emotional that you cannot, you lose the ability to act in a real-time situation, and reality is no longer into play, then all your head is down here. There's a show that comes on one of the stations, and it's entitled Snap. The show started off, and everybody was shocked. They said, what are they talking about, Snap? But we're always told that when we become emotionally unhealthy, we can get to a point that we can snap and do some things and don't realize we've done those things. So it's important that we work on emotional maturity. We work on emotional health. We don't work on being in an emotional, healthy space where, you know, both feel or believe validation. The reason I got away from the word feel, see, we operate on feelings too much. Let's operate on what we believe and what we think, not how we feel. Because we'll fall into that state of emotional inability to function stably. So now you're running truly away from reality. We have to operate in reality. To be able to believe and think you're validated in a relationship, you have to definitely focus on all the phases of emotion, not just one well-being. Focus on how intelligent, or in essence, the IQ or the Q. How is my emotional Q? It determines your health. It determines how you function in a relationship. Everybody want to be in a healthy relationship because we all probably had all our share of a draining, toxic, unhealthy relationship. But when you understand balance in a relationship, you know that you have to be emotionally healthy. That way you can take care of yourself and your relationship. The next thing is to ensure that you there is no resentment. When you have further down the road, see, sometimes when things don't go our way, we say we forgive, but we don't forget. We have that resentment toward our partner, and somehow it won't get away. It won't move on. So we have to ensure that there is no resentment further down the road when one mate realizes they are doing far more. See, when the other person is giving more, they become resentful towards you. or you become resentful toward them. It was amazing. I was watching one of the series of court shows yesterday, and we had it was divorce court. Get a plug for divorce court. And they was talking about the lady was saying that she was working hard and everything that her fiance was doing was failing, and she down and reeled him down and kept him down to the point that he just wanted to die, he said. See, what we have to be kind of careful that we have to not create resentment in our relationship. See, resentment is the R in fear. Some people try to create fear. And when you fear them, they think they can control you. Let me give a shout out to RQMK. 3333. Thank you so much for joining us. I'll say hello to you as well. The next thing is to ensure that both partners are able to grow personally and professionally on an individual level. Grow personally and professionally on an individual level. That's why balance in relationships is so important. And we have to continue to focus on that balance. We want to give a shout out to our next sponsor. And as we stroll here, we got Soap Gems by Jackson and Grace.
If you want to purchase some of the best soap and perfume scents in South Central Alabama, contact Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. The owner is Miss Jennifer Jackson. Contact number 251-369-1344. Or go to Facebook. Type in Jennifer with one N Jackson or Charlie's Angel. There are several items like Bombshell, Chance of a Lifetime, Bloody Lover, Straight Savage, Manpower, Goat Milk Lotion, and Coming Lavender Sea Salt. So please check her out. Again, that number is 251-369-1344. Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace.
Jackson and Grace. That's Jennifer Jackson. Go to Facebook. You'll find Jennifer Jackson with one N and Charlie's Angel. She's in both of those slots. And just type her a message and say, let me know what your inventory is so we can connect. And they have some of the best soap and perfume scent. They are made by hand through their factory for their area that they use, their venue that they use. So congratulations to Jennifer Jackson. Started off as a pop-up and really growing. So thank you so much for sharing with us. I want to shout out to my frat brother, my chapter brother, none other than Derek Pugh. Brother Derek Pugh of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Thank you, my brother, for joining us and being a part of what we're doing here today. That's Derek Pugh, 1914. As we move forward, I guess was able to change from one site to another. We're now added a site called Tango. So we're on Tango. You can watch Tango.me, and it's Cuddly Bear. That's the one that's down for us tonight, and we're glad to have an opportunity to share on Tango. Thank you so much if you're able to roll in. We're going to discuss ways to maintain balance in a relationship. I want you to truly think about how can I maintain balance in a relationship. First thing, you need to make sure that each partner must be comfortable expressing their feelings to the other. If they feel like they're going to be really grabbed or really disrespectful or really hurt, jumped on about it by verbal ridicule, they're not going to share. So you lose the balance there. See, you become an uneven relationship. It seems like now you want to control. So you have to consider to allow your mate to be able to share how they feel, share what's going on. You should be in tune to them to ask them what's going on. You should have that feel, what's going on with you today. Because you know it's in there. When the spirit is being challenged, you can feel what's going on, because when you're connected from the inner self, you'll know what's happening with the other individual. Now, if you really want to maintain balance in a relationship, here's a list of things that you truly, truly must do. First of all, communication. Effective communication. Open communication. Respect your partner's privacy. You know, a lot of these shows that I watch, it's always where, especially in the court show, divorce court, and it talks about going with an individual, going to the phone, find out, inspect the gadget. Some people crawling, reconnaissance on the ground, trying to see what's going on. You're not, that's not respecting your mate's part, your mate's privacy. You're not doing that. And it loses balance in a relationship. Accept disagreement. This one is a challenge for a lot of people, because people don't agree with you. Matter of fact, I had that conversation today, and I was sharing that conversation about it's amazing when you don't agree. It don't have to be just truly in certain things, but just you don't agree with the other people. It's almost that, like that word no. See, no one wants to hear no. You can tell no and they get upset, and they feel that because they're upset, they're going to make you do more than you normally do. We have to keep in mind, there's always two sides to a story, and there's something in the middle. So when you say, I can't do it, I'm not able to do it, you shouldn't get so upset that you're going to wage war against your mate. Can't do it. So accept disagreement. Sometimes it's going to be coming about, it's going to be a disagreement. And leave it there. The next thing is, so respect your partner's wishes. They tell you this is something, respect them. Because too many times we want to press on other people what we feel. As I was saying, it was just not just talking about this. When you talk about respecting other people's wishes and agreeing or disagreeing, even politics. If you don't agree with certain things people say, people get upset with you and start talking and really trying to counsel you because you don't agree with what they say and what they believe. Everybody has their different belief. In this country, we truly, as Americans, have an opportunity through democracy to vote how we want, say what we want. We have a First Amendment, allow us to speak. Yeah, but there are consequences when you say some things that are damaging and it causes harm to others. But you have a right to do that. And we have to allow that in a relationship. If you want to have balance, that's why we really don't have balance now in the world right now. We have balance in this country because one side want to tell the other side what to do. The other side want to do the same. But they try to build it out as the other, both sides are bad. When truly, truly, your action is bad. So if you allow that to be a relationship, you're going to have trouble. Respect others and individuals' wishes. Build trust in your relationship. Don't put yourself where you're not trustworthy. I always tell people, trust yourself first before you begin to trust someone else. If you mistrust yourself, you're going to mistrust whoever you're around. I don't care what circumstances, what type of relationship you're in, whether it's a friendship, family relationship, it's a romantic relationship, or it's a work relationship, or it's a church relationship, you're not going to trust because you don't trust yourself. See? So you build trust by doing trustworthy things. Commitment. That word is challenging to a lot of people. Many don't want to be committed. See, commitment brings about fear. We was talking about that last night on relationships. We was talking about people that lack the ability to be in a relationship, a long-lasting relationship. They have that fear of commitment. Their fear that it's possible that something may happen. Yes, a lot of people could deal with it. It may knock you a notch or two now, but you can come back if you be determined to come back. Put the work in. Also, not willing to compromise. These are things that have caused your relationship to be unbalanced. But you just can't be compromising all the time. And you're the only one, offering the suggestion for the compromise. And the other person is not willing to see that they need to put the work in too. I thought of being, lose the balance is to be too dependent on your partner or your mate. You're dependent on individuals. You can't make a decision unless the other person okay it or the one giving you the information. Figure out your relationship attributes. We talked about that on last night. We were talking about relationships and talking about having long-lasting relationships. We were saying that you have to recognize what's your attribute. What do you bring to the table? We talked about genders. And we simply said that for men, they have attributes that they focus on. And women have two particular attributes they focus on when they meet the opposite sex. Men focus on individual. They look at attraction. You may say that's narrow, but it is what it is. You cannot make that individual feel bad because when he first meets someone, he looks at the attraction, look at the facial attraction, look at the fitness, just as well as a, you know, we call it standing when women do it, is that they are looking for somebody who are financially moving upward by being ambitious. And their earnings. That's short-sighted too. So we do, but we both work together and do some of the same things in regards to what we see as an attribute is kindness. See, we look for kindness. We look for people that have the kindness in their heart. We look for people that have peace and bring peace. We look for people that's humble. So those attributes are so important to make sure you maintain balance in your relationship. So you have to figure out the relationship balance or the relationship attributes. You have to be true to yourself. Too many times we don't want to be true to ourselves. We want to bury our heads in the sand. It's all right. But I can tell you, something is going to come to raise it up from below the sand and put you in a situation where you have to deal with the things that are in your life. So truly make sure the relationship attributes are discussed, identified, and put in your pros and cons. Be true to yourself. Consider each other in decision-making. Don't always make the decision because some people will resent that. Most people will resent that in a relationship. Some will be okay with it, but a large majority will resent that. You make a decision for both of us without having a conversation. Our next topic is discuss what is relationship imbalance. But we want to play our next commercial. This is Tristat LLC, Mr. William Scott.
Tristat LLC can grow your business. We provide specialized business and management consulting services. Tristat LLC meets your consulting needs in the industry of engineering, accounting, research, and management service sector. Contact Mr. William Scott at 334-320-5438 or 334-526-0228.
Consulting firm that meets your needs. You can connect with Mr. Scott. He's in South Central Alabama, and that number is 334-320-5438. 334-320-5438. Mr. William Scott, go to Facebook, type in William Scott, and you can connect with him through that. The imbalance part is that whenever you said, what is relationship imbalance? Well, the relationship is one-sided. You have an imbalance in interpersonal relationship skills. It might be dealing with investing more energy in doing something with to make sure it works and your partner's not doing the same thing. Then you have people that like to will and control, use their control to control other people. See, imbalance can be of many factors. One would be a person being more committed, more interested in a relationship than the other. That's why from the start, when you're deciding your date or getting a relationship, ask this question. What's your intent? What is your intent? We all have intentions now. But if you have a discussion about what is your intent for dating in a relationship, what is the outcome you're looking for? It'll put you in a better situation. If you just get, or receive, or you want to control, say that's your intent. See, it's better to show yourself and show who you are so that person can have a decision to run as fast as they can away from you. They don't have to be there. So to work on the imbalance, you have to make sure that you're investing all the effort and all the time that it needs to be in your relationship to be successful. Not wielding some power, the structure that you want to have. Making sure that you're not more committed or more interested than in the relationship than your mate. If one mate or partner regularly provides most of the finance, this is where the problem comes in a lot of times with dating and emotion support, this become one-sided. It become unbalanced. And it's now an unbalanced relationship. It creates people to be disheartened. And they won't put the effort in like they need to because they feel like the other person is just taking advantage of them. They're investing in a relationship and you're not. Truly, you focus on imbalance and maintaining balance in your relationship. Let's talk about boundaries right quick. What are your boundaries in a dating relationship? What are your boundaries? See, boundaries can also include things like spending your time, who you allow in your space. Some people nudge themselves. If you notice on, I'm trying to see if that's Instagram or TikTok, whatever, and when you a follower come into play, they'll put, you can nudge that person. That, they're nudging themselves in. When you hit that nudge button, you allow people to come in. They are now in your space. Boundaries is also about when and what conversation topic you prefer to avoid. So you need to set the boundaries. I want to discuss that. I want to talk about that. So setting the boundaries in a dating relationship, start off by telling people how much available time you have. Are you going to let the person into the space that you have? You might be a private person. These are some things you got to consider. And what conversation topics you prefer not talking about? Those are boundaries in a dating relationship. There are five boundaries in a healthy relationship, and I think they're so important that we address. That first one is emotional boundaries. We talked about emotional earlier. You must be emotional mature. Your IQ must be high emotionally if you want to be successful in a healthy relationship. See, your emotional boundaries have to do with being clear on what is and isn't your feelings and how it fits. You need to be clear with them in the view. What is and isn't your feel or fit? Share that with them, your emotional boundaries. If something you know you struggle with, you need to be mostly able to speak. You should be able to let individuals know, articulate that to them, because that makes you, when you do that, a mature person. They may not like what you're saying, but put yourself in an emotional queue or emotional stable so you can be successful. Intellectual boundaries. See, everyone has different beliefs, ideas, and values. So what intellectual boundaries you have, your beliefs might not be the same as that individual, but you got to have a conversation about it. Your ideals about doing things may not be the same, but that don't mean you can't have a discussion and work toward mutual values. Your financial boundaries. Now this will come into play. Is the one person going to be paying all the time? Giving all the time, you're not willing to give anything else financially back to that individual. Your mate is giving all the time. And when people give, they expect something to be received. And that's one of the things I would share, especially with even my family members, the females in our family. Somebody give you something, they want something back in return. They may not be asking for it now, but they're going to ask for it later. So accept that financial boundary if you're not willing to give whatever they're requesting in return. Someone make more money than the other one. You might be following that 20%. And that individual, whether if it's a male or female, in that 80%. But sometimes it works where the male falls in that 20% and 80% of individuals want that male because they want them to spend the money. But they're looking for something in return as well. Financial balance. You have to be balanced there as well. The next thing is sexual boundaries. What's your preference? Your expectations? Your concerns around intimacy? That falls under your sexual boundaries. Have a conversation about that. If you've gotten to the point where you have reached the romantic part and you're moving, and not always intimacy, but when you talk about intimacy, sexual intimacy plays in there too. So you have to keep it in mind. Have a discussion about it. That's your sexual boundary. You might not be comfortable doing certain things. And you have to say that. Physical boundaries. people prefer a handshake. Some people prefer knuckleball. You see that more since the pandemic. Some just prefer to have their own space. How you doing? And keep it moving. You have to understand there are physical boundaries because everybody is different. And their response to the boundaries of being physical may not be the same. You might be a hugger. And it may not be a hug. They may like the handshake. We have to respect each other's boundaries in the workspace and in the bedroom. There are other physical aspects of physical boundaries that help you feel safe and comfortable in your relationship. Some of those guys who have strong relationship boundaries. See, strong boundaries form the foundation in any healthy relationship. A person with strong boundaries is not afraid of a temper tantrum, an argument, or get hurt. A person with weak boundaries is terrified of someone having a temper tantrum, an argument, or even getting hurt. No one wants to be hurt, but some people can handle it better than others. A person with strong boundaries understand that it's unreasonable to expect two people to accommodate each other 100%. Say that again because it's important. A person with strong boundaries understand that it's unreasonable. That's a major word. You got to keep that in mind. Unreasonable to expect two people, the mates, to accommodate. It hurts someone's feelings sometimes. You might say some things that hurt people's feelings. But ultimately, they can determine how other people feel. So you'll know how they're going to feel when the things you say. You're not intentionally doing that. But you may say what's on your mind. To have a healthy relationship, a person that has strong boundaries understands. A healthy relationship is not controlling one another's emotions, but rather each mate supporting each other in their growth and plan for self-actualization. Self-survival. Your being. This is what a strong relationship boundary is and how it works. And finally, unhealthy boundaries. What is an unhealthy boundary? See, unhealthy boundaries often tend to be either too rigid or too porous. See, healthy one falls somewhere between the two extremes. They're too rigid, too porous. See, rigid boundaries keep other people at a distance, even your loved one. They may refuse to talk to you about emotions. And a lot of time, unless you set aside time to meet and discuss those boundaries. Truly is awesome coming for you. As we get ready to close out, we want to give a shout out to another individual who joined. I didn't do it, I'm going to do it right now. We have, that is John Marshall, Divine Fire. A user, thank you so much. We got A, B, C, D, D, E, F, 8. Thank you so much. Let me scroll down. This is Wisen Yasky. Thank you so much. We have Nurture Cornette. We have Janet Et Morris. Morris, thank you so much. Miss Dot Rose, thank you so much for joining. T.S. Jazz, let's join us. Willette. 16JC53 mentioned them already. Thank you. Have another user. Thank you for taking time. I'm really kind of disappointed in our big old tonight connection. We're going to work on making sure we have it. But we at the closing of our show. We have one more of our commercials we play. I just want to share with you again as I actually did a clip that I'm going to share possibly on Facebook, Instagram. It's about just wishing everybody a happy birthday. Did it tonight for tomorrow. I truly want to share with you that you are seeking peace, love, and joy. So tomorrow, I want you to be encouraged. I want you to be blessed. I want to let you know I love you coming from my heart. Truly from my heart. Hashtag responsible. Hashtag keep on grinding. I mean, you got to put the work in so you can be successful and set your have your relationship in a balanced relationship and set boundaries so you can have a healthy relationship. Communicate for others to be here. And we thank you. And hopefully we share something with you tonight that you can take from and make you a better person. If not, take it and put it somewhere else and store it. So one day you may want to look back at it. Truly, I'm excited to be here. I am Dr. Lola Dedeke Smith, the host, who is the owner of WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. And without God's vision that allowed me to be healthy enough to put work in, so we're working truly on 7 years, September the 27th. This year will be 7 years we've been broadcasting. We have 16 shows and over 27 individuals that work as co-hosts and hosts. We're in 21 countries, on 6 continents. We have all of the social media devices we're able to sometimes change when things happen. We go live, we have tonight. However, we had a problem, but we switched to Tango. So you can go to tango.me. Just go to tango.me/cuddlybear. Cuddly Bear is the one I was caught we wanted to use tonight. Then you go to Facebook. Thank you so much, Deborah E. Hutchison. Thank you so much for joining us at this hour. Truly, it's a blessing. See God working with us on Instagram, Z Squad Green from 1981. On YouTube, the Smith Way Enterprise Television Station, and on TikTok, that is Dr. L. D'Alberto Smith. God is so good. He's blessed us to come so far. So what we ask you to do, put your trust in him. And your process of celebrating Valentine's Day tomorrow, just remember that if he wakes you up in the morning, you're being blessed. And as we close out, the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity and Four Beta Sigma, 75 Sigma chapter of Greed will come back up. And they are promo.
It's indeed a pleasure to talk about the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter in Greenville, Alabama. The most progressive brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. They're providing service. They're standing up to the motto, culture for service and service for humanity. If you want to contact those brothers, you can go to Facebook, Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville, or you can go to Instagram, and that's Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. And if you want to tweet them, those brothers, that's Zeta Phi Sigma _ 10. Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, we're proud of you. Make it do what it do.